CEO Sexstate Griswold, Real Questions If the Constitution Disqualifies Trump from Presidency. By Pam Key on October 30, 2023. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. D. Monday on CNN's News Central that there were real questions about whether the Constitution disqualified former President Donald Trump from running for president or being seated in the office. Anchor John Berman said, in Denver, court proceedings underway and you are looking at live picture right now to see if Section 3 of the 14th Amendment should keep Donald Trump off of the presidential ballot. Let me read it. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector of president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States, or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath, as a member of Congress, or as an officer of the United States, or as a member of any state legislature, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. Griswold said, yes, that is right. With this court case, we are hoping that it is giving guidance to ballots across the nation. We have never had this type of situation occur where a sitting president incites the insurrection and then had the audacity to run again. So there are real questions of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment disqualifies him. I am looking forward to the judge giving guidance on the topic. She continued, I will follow whatever court determination is in place by the time I certify the ballot. I do believe that Donald Trump incited the insurrection. Griswold added, so did his actions rise to the level of disqualification, and who gets to determine that? Is it me, the court? Would it bar him from ballot access or just being seated in office if he was disqualified? There is disagreement, and this is why it is appropriate for the court to weigh in right now. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.